What a blessing. You know, as I was sitting there, the title of today's message is Left Behind. I thought, okay. And then I thought, you know, what a blessing. The dedication that was made this morning to the parents, the grandparents, to the family, and the whole congregation that has witnessed this. Be thankful to God that this commitment that was made, and everybody in this room is committed to this child.
Yes.
If anything, to pray that this child will grow up in the ways of the Lord and it won't be left behind.
Amen.
Isn't that a blessing? I'd like to read out of Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, and it says, "Let the light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Now, when we think of the word left behind, what do we think about? We think of the rapture, right? For us who believe that Jesus died on the cross and we have salvation, we believe that we missed out. I know there was countless times when my wife, she gets up early in the morning, even on Saturday and Sundays. There's times when I used to wake up and she wouldn't be there, and I just feel the pillow. And I'd wake up and I'd say, "Oh my God, did God come? Did the rapture happen?" Well, you know, that's because in that part of my life, I wasn't really living the way God wanted me to live.
All right.
I was practicing, I was going to church, but I really wasn't living the way God wanted me to live. So naturally, when we think of left behind, we think of those things. But the left behind I want to talk about today is called legacy. What are you going to leave behind?
All right.
We need to think about that. Because we're all going to leave something behind. Right?
Yeah.
You know, I've had the privilege of doing several memorial services in my short time of being a pastor in the last 3 years. And one of the saddest things for me is when I open up the floor for family and friends to come and say some words on behalf of the deceased. And you can hear the pin drop. It blesses me tremendously when I'm sitting there or standing there and we go for hours and hours. And I don't want to cut anybody off because they're sharing. What a blessing that person is, especially when they know by the testimony that they're up in heaven. Man, that's legacy. But again, the legacy I want to talk about is not after you're gone. I want to talk about the legacy that is living right now in your action and in your words. You know, they say actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
Believe me, few people might hear you. There's an awful lot of people looking at you.
That's right.
And they're wondering, what does that person have? I want some of that. How do I get it? And eventually, hopefully, we're going to say, "Yes, God, I know you keep putting that person in my heart. You keep giving me the opportunity to go share with that person. Today, I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to go."
Yes.
And that person is the person who was wondering all these years by your actions what you have that they don't.
Yes.
And then they, too, have that legacy because of Jesus Christ and your obedience.
Yeah.
You know, there are many examples I could talk about in our lives and what we do and what we didn't do and concerns.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I looked up, and I like to go on the internet to see the world's views on things. So I went on the internet, and I looked at what it said about Jesus and his legacy. And here's what it says. "The world's greatest teacher of moral and spiritual values promised peace to his followers. It is the legacy of all who believe in Jesus. A legacy is something which is left behind by one who has died for others to enjoy him. Jesus promised such a gift just before his death on the cross. I got news for these people.
All right.
Jesus did it while he was living.
Yes, he did.
Jesus went everywhere, and he offered the living water.
Yes.
Right? He offered salvation.
Yes.
He let them know this. I'm not doing this because I'm doing it. I'm doing this because this is my Father's business.
Yes.
Saints, I'm here to tell you today, we are here, and the legacy that we need to leave behind is about our Father's business.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you this, and Pastor Kermit said it, and Sandy said it so eloquently this morning. I praise God for this church. I wasn't here when it started. Pastor Gwen was here, and her husband. And I thank God that through them, I met Pastor Kermit. Little did I know where it was going to lead. But as they stepped out on faith, and Don introduced me one evening as my wife and I were taking a walk around the block. And believe me, for my wife to get me out of the house to walk around the block was hard. I didn't want to walk anywhere. But you know what? We did. We stopped. We met each other. And that's where it started. Yeah. Praise God for that. God provides the situation. He provides the opportunity. He puts you in a divine place. But he gives us a choice. I'm telling you, take the choice. Say yes to Jesus.
Yeah, that's right.
Let him do whatever he needs to do in that moment.
Yeah.
But you know, I want to say this. As I was getting prepared to leave to Fresno on Thursday morning, Camille sent a message out. I think it was just to me and Chucky, right? And I love what she said. She said she was talking about Thursday night. And I let her know I wasn't going to be here. I'd be in Fresno already. And she said something like, praise God that when the pastors are gone, we're still going to do it. God's going to get it done.
Right.
And you know what? We loved you, we missed you, but we didn't miss you.
All right. Right.
And
that's all right.
I felt the same way, what you said right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thank God, many of you know my story. And I thank God that I was able to go up there and be a witness for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm glad that I was able to go one more time.
Amen.
You know, I want to share with you in John chapter 5, verse 19. It says, then Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. And whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. Do you know that scripture is for us?
Mm-hmm.
Are we doing what our Father's business is? Are we doing what Jesus did when he was here on earth?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need to do. That's the legacy that we need to leave. Jesus never said, it's about me. Jesus said, it's about my Father. Sometimes we can get caught up. And sometimes we even hear it, even in the church. We want to say it's about God, but we're really saying, no, look at me. Look at me. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, it says, again, I say to you, that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. God wants to give us everything we need.
Amen.
And sometimes we can't even come together.
All right.
I got to tell you, with my health issues, I miss our staff meetings.
Oh, yeah.
I really do. I miss getting together with my brother, who he has put near and dear to me. And a lot of people who he's put in my heart to cherish, that encourage me, that give me hope, that give me strength. But most importantly, I miss all of you, and I'm ill because I and miss seeing my Father's business in you. That's the most encouraging thing for me. So we need to remember, when we ask, the Lord's going to give it to us. So it says, right? But you know what? We need to remember that, as it says in John 14, 13 and 14, it says, "And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son."
Yes.
If you ask in my name, I will do it. We need to think about what's our motives, right? How is the Father going to be glorified in what you're asking? It's basically like he's giving you a master better than gold card, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds. But do you know that when you sign up for a credit card, if you ever notice on these commercials, there's a little tiny small print, and for some of us that have to wear glasses because we can't see, when you read, and then it comes on the TV and you got to get binoculars, and you want to read that fine print and it's only up there for 2 seconds?
Right.
But if you really look at the fine print, it says there's a condition.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to you free for 6 months, and then you're going to go to 19%. Or then after a year, 29%. Right? And then we're going to own your car, your house. Mm-hmm. But you know what? We need to remember that way the Lord, when he gives us that bank card, when he gives us that guarantee, that promise that he's going to give us something, there's a condition.
Yes.
He wants us to give him something.
Yeah.
How are we going to give him something that's going to glorify God? It has to be good.
Yes.
Because he deserves better than good.
Yes, right.
Right? Because he gave Jesus to us. You know, Proverbs 15:29 says the Lord is far from wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous. That's what he wants.
Yes.
He wants us to be as righteous as we can. And there's only one way we can be righteous, with Jesus.
Right.
We can't do it by ourselves.
No.
We can try. We can fake it. We can fool each other, but we can't fool God.
Right.
So when we ask, and we say, why am I not getting my prayer answered? I had a lady one time, I've never met her. She sends me letters. She texts me. This lady had an issue with some kind of spirit in her home, and she wanted me to come to her house a year ago to pray the spirit out. And I told her this: are you a church-going woman? And she says, I go to church. I said, are you a praying woman of God? And she says, I pray. And I told her, there's no reason for me to go. You have the power. You have the word of God.
Yes.
You can pray, and God will take care of whatever's in the house.
Amen.
She wrote me, and she said, Pastor, I pray for you, and I hear you. Each time I hear you, and you write me, that's telling me that you're okay, and my prayer's answered. But he never answers my other prayers. She's missing the point. Jesus.
Yeah.
We have to understand, we can't ask for things and expect them to come to us.
Mm-hmm.
We ask for them in faith. And God will give them to us according to his will.
That's right.
So God will be glorified.
That's right.
Not us.
Amen.
But you know what? We need to beware. The Bible gives us warning. In James chapter 1, verse 22, it says, but be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourself.
Right.
You can hear this message today, and you can say, wow, I like what he said.
Mm-hmm.
I want that master better than gold card. I understand the conditions. I want to be righteous.
Yes.
And walk out this door and say, God, I'm praying right now. I need this to happen. And then tonight, go to the casino. Mm-hmm. Do your thing. Mm-hmm. And then say, God, why didn't you answer my prayer? Right? The reason God has legacies, living legacies, allows us to be living legacies, is for a reason. To encourage one another. To edify one another.
Yes.
And most importantly, in our actions, like I said, actions speak louder than words.
Yes.
To be able to say, while they're still alive, Lord, thank you for my brother. Lord, thank you for my sister. I thank you that through them, I am the person I am today. And I can praise you, like it says in Matthew 5:16, because of what they've done. They truly are righteous because of Jesus Christ who lives inside them.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So we need to be very careful about the warnings. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, it says, for to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Wow, what is he saying? Am I going to suffer? How many here have suffered for the name of Jesus Christ? We all have suffered. How many understand after the suffering,
all right,
the joy comes?
That's right.
We experience the joy because you know what? Jesus wants us to know that we're not suffering because of us.
Mm-hmm.
We're suffering because of him.
Yes.
And we belong to him. And he loves us. Paul says it very clear in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. He says this, imitate me, just as I also imitate Christ. You know, I thank God. I thank God for the last 5 years of my life. Because God has shown me what this all means. And that's why I'm here today. God knew exactly where he needed me. And that's why he allowed me to move 2 doors down from Pastor Don and Pastor Quinn.
Right.
I miss them, and I love them, but I am a greater man today because he put me in their path yesterday. And I'll never forget that. And each time I see them, I want you to know, I think of that day I met you. Same thing with Pastor Kurt. Same thing with each and every one of you. I can't remember what my wife asked me to do this morning. Okay? Matter of fact, last night she said, or this morning she said, did you put the food away? She made breakfast. I said, yes, I did. And then she went to check. I checked. I did. But I thank God that in my heart, there's special moments that God has engraved in my heart that I can recite like I just heard it today, 5 years ago. I thank God for that. That's God. So I ask you this. What legacy are you living? Mm-hmm. Not leaving. What legacy are you leaving? Living. What do others say about your life now? How bright does the light of your heart shine today?
All right.
And do others give praise and honor and glory when they see you doing the Father's business? I want to be able to say, Lord, I'm a work in progress. I want people to imitate me because I imitate you.
Yes.
But you know what? He's not done with me yet. You know how I know?
Right.
And I'm still here.
All right. That's right.
Just like each and every one of you. He's not done with you. Mm-hmm. You know, this weekend in Fresno, there was 314 men and women that said, yes, I'm going to pay my own way to get to Fresno, from Texas to Oregon to California. I'm going to pay for my own hotel, and I'm going to go witness to 22,423 inmates.
Wow.
At 12 facilities, and each facility had pods, 48 different pods, this weekend, Friday and Saturday. And I got to tell you, this is my third year, and God said, go to the prisons. And I thank God that, and when he says we're in this together,
that's right,
man, we started from the beginning, 3 years ago in Fresno.
Amen.
And I know that whenever God is saying, I'm done, I'm taking Kermit out, or I'm taking Ralph out, he's going to put somebody else in the place. Because his ministry is going to go on.
That's right.
Right? It's been going on all this time, since Jesus was on the cross. Right? It's going to go on way out longer. When the baby that was dedicated today becomes a young woman of Jesus Christ. You never know, right? But here's the blessing. Through obedience, 2,290 made decisions.
That's right.
791 said yes to Jesus Christ for the first time in their life, and we have 791 new brothers and sisters in the Lord. Because people said yes.
Amen.
So I ask you today, you don't have to travel to Fresno. You can do it right here in your community. You can do it right here in your neighborhood. You can do it within your family. We can do it with our neighbor. Just say hello. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, you can do it in your actions. Because people are watching.
Yes.
Let them see the legacy that is living.
Yes.
You know, we all seldom think, when I go, Lord, when you take me, if you could only allow me to be a fly on the wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or do we want to be a fly on the wall? Thank God for the time he's given you. Thank God for everything he's put before you. And most importantly, remember, legacy is not when you leave.
All right.
Legacy is what you do today.
That's right. Yeah.